Eskineihem. They used to wait to bring the korbanos that the noshim would bring. Kineihem means the two birds that a yeledis, Nisha, that gave birth. Afterwards, when she wants to become tor, in order to be able to eat kachim, she has to bring these two birds, one for chattis, one for korban olam. So the kahanim then used to wait. They didn't bring it so fast. She was sure Eskineihem is mihu mala leim akosef kilu shochvam. Therefore, the pasuk considers it as if they had znus with the ladies. What does one have to do with the other? So Rashi says, when the Lashon that gave birth, they wanted to become Tor, they would come to bring their two birds, that they should be able to eat kachim. Now the Kanim there, the Bnei Eli, were like big Balgaivaniks. They were Balgaiva. They took their time, they took it easy when they came to bring these korbanos. And the ladies waited there, they didn't go home until they brought their korban. So sometimes they had to wait overnight to wait the next day until the kohen first brought her korban. And they waited to go home to the husbands. In other words, the kohen should have brought the korban that day, and they would have went home, and they would have been with the husbands that night. But since the kohanim took it easy, the nashim had to wait overnight there, and they didn't go home to the husbands. Therefore, mevatlan es hanashim mipirei rivya. Because of the kohanim, the nashim couldn't go home to be with the husbands, so they were mevatel the nashim from pirei rivya, from the husbands. Therefore, the pasuk considers it as if shochvam, as if like they live with them. So not that they really did the actual avoid gil arayis, just that it had some shaykhah to gil arayis, they caused that the ladies were not able to go home in time. So that was a chet considered daily, even though the Gemara Shabbos says they didn't really do the chet. It's really they didn't do the chet. But it was something that caused something to happen. And the same thing by Bizoyin Kachim, they didn't give enough respect to the Kachim, to the Kabonis. The Pasuk in Shmuel says, Gam beteren yaktirun es hachelev. Even before the Kohanim brought the fat, the chelev of the korban, on the Mizbeach, Obo nar ha-kohen, the young kohen came, the yom alisha zaveich, and he spoke to the person that's bringing the korban, the one that's shechting the korban, to know basalitzas ha-kohen. Give, like right away they said, give the meat to the kohen, he should be able to roast his meat, he'll have a steak to eat. We don't want some roasted cooked meat. Give us only the raw meat, and we'll roast it. Go ahead and be makter. Go and makter the chelif, ha chelif. Take the meat the way you want. So that they answered back, said, wait. Like first, let's bring the chelif. First, we'll bring the korban, and then after we'll makter, put the chelif on the mizbeach, the emurim. Then we'll give you the kohen your portion of meat to eat. The Yom Alor, the Kanim answered back, no, ki ata titen, give it to us right now. We don't want to wait to get the meat later, we want to have it right now. And if not, we'll take it with strength. And the sins that the Norm, the young Kanim, were doing were very big. As Pnei Hashem, kiniyatsu hanoshim eis minchat Hashem. Because they got like Hashem angry the way they were acting with the Kabonis. So again, even though real Anam of the rice maybe wasn't a real chet, like, the Kanim deserved really to get the meat. But since they didn't give enough respect to it, they were mevaza the kachim, that was clearly like a dirachet. Therefore, because of these two things wrong the Bnei Eli were doing, it was chorav mishkon eshiloi. So tomorrow, mikdash rishon mifnei machorav. What was the averus klayis was doing b'shas the base of mikdash rishon? Why was it destroyed? Mifnei gimel devorim, three different averus. Show you board that they had. Avoy dezoro, they worshipped avoy dezoro, gila royis, o shvichas domim. Avoid the Zorah, what's the right that we should avoid the Zorah, other gods? The Yechsiv, ki kotzer hamatzah mehis toreah. That hamatzah usually means the bed, like the bed was too small for the people to lie on it. So we dash in my kotzer hamatzah mehis toreah. What does it mean the bed was too small for them to be on? Amirab Yenisin, it means kotzer matzah zeh, this bed was too small, mehis torer olav shnei reim kiechad. Like to have two friends on it at one time. In other words, two gods. Now, they used to have two gods with them. They had Hashem and they also had Tesel Micho. So they had the Avoy Dezorah with them. That's like this Lashon, two people were in the same bed. So Rashi says, May his Toreya, Dorish Benatrikin, May his Torer Reyer Echad. May his Torer means one, and Shnei Reyim looks like May his Torer means Shtei Reyim. Like two friends they had in the same bed. So Rashi, Tselem Shehemid Menashe Behechel. To tell him that Menashe put up in the Heichel, that's what Klaius was also worshipping. Tzara Loshin Reyes, Kishtei Noshim, Liyish Echad, V'chi Asosa Tzorosa, Yevishel Achoysa, Sikach Litzra. Kitsa, what that they had this chet of pestle shemicha that by Dizara they were using also. Like it says both, Mashmah, the next Tosak also, we'll see later, that they had Bitachon and Hashem, they were Oved Hashem, but they also did Avodah Zarah. Like we always say, a person could have like a Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra. Even though Yetzer Tov sometimes tells them to only do good, but sometimes Yetzer Ra tells them to do bad. So here also, they were having like two things, they were doing Avodah Zarah, even though they also had trust in Hashem. Then the Pasuk ends off, V'yamaseicha Tzara ki his kanis, that the blanket like was too short to cover them. Is Machi Poshet after Chatoyin, they had so much sorrows that they weren't able to cover themselves. So Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Kimot the Reb Yonason Lahai Krov, when Reb Yonason came to read this pasuk that Al Maseich, like the blanket, was too short to cover them, Vochi started to cry. Omer, he said, Man Dichsiv Bey, like about Kodesh Baruch Hu, that it says, Koineis Kadneid Mehayom, that the Eibishter made the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf. He was able to make the water stand up like Kineid, like a wall. Is Nasas Loi Maseich Et Sora, that now the blanket couldn't cover Klai Yisrael. In other words, like Hashem about it could do anything. But here, since Klai Yisrael was doing the Chatoim, doing bad, they had such bad times that the blanket wasn't even big enough to cover them. Yegila Royis, what's the riot that had Gila Royis? They were doing bad things. They get to Znus. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem, Hashem said, Yan ki govu b'noi Tzion. Hence the daughters of Tzion were like govu, were tall. We'll soon see what it means. Bagayvenix. Vatelach ninatuyas gorun. They walk with stretched out necks. Oma sakrois enoyim. And they had things, or eye paint on their eyes. Holoich v'topoif. They went walking very slowly. The heel next to the toe. Telachno, they were going. Over raglayim tiachsano. And with their feet, they also made Hashem angry. Now, what does the pasuk mean? Yan ki govu b'noi Tzion. That's what we say, b'noi Tzion, daughters of Tzion, were like tall. That means shehoyu mahalachos arucha b'tzad tzara. They used to walk two girls together, a tall one and a very short one, used to walk one next to another. In other words, the people should look at them. They want to get the attention from the boys. So they used to make like a tall and a short one look together. People used to look at these two people. But tilachna n'tuyas garon, they went with stretched out necks. Show you mahalchos bekumas kufa. They went straight, sticking out, straight up. Kumas kufa they were walking. Also, to make the people look at them. Or mesakroi senayim, to have a malayan kuchle nayim. They put a lot of eye makeup on the royals so that the boys should look at them. Holach betofif, telachna. They used to walk very slowly. I mean, show you mahalchos ekev vitzad godel. They used to put their heel next to their toe. They used to walk very slowly. Also, that the people should look at them. Uberaglehem tiachsano, that they got Hashem angry. Tiachsano, they got Hashem angry with their feet. What does that mean? That Omer Reb Yitzchok, shoyimavios mor viafasmim, used to bring different type of perfumes. Umanichois bemanalehem, and they would put the perfume in their shoes. Ugeshimegios eitzel b'churi Yisrael, and when these girls were walking near the boys, aboyatois used to like kick their foot in the ground. Umatizos aleim, and the perfume would shoot onto the boys. And it would shoot into the boys a yetzara for znus, a type of znus, like poison, because, and the Bach changed the gear, say it should be diachno, like the poison of a snake. That's the way this perfume went on the boys and gave them a yetzara. So the kids said, the girls, they were oisik in gilarois, so they caused the boys to do chatoim of gilarois. By the Shvichas Dom, how do we know that in the Bais, by Bisman, the Bais Midrash Rishon, there was a chet of Shvichas Dom, they were killing people? Yesiv, the Pasuk says, V'gam dam noki shofach Menashe. His Menashe killed a lot of clean people. Harbe moid, adeshe milei es Yerushalayim peh lo peh. The mamash from one side to the other side, it was full of blood in Yerushalayim. So that's these three chatoyim they had, b'shas the Bais Midrash Rishon, the Gila Royish, Shvichas Dom, and Avoy de Zorah. As a tomorrow, I will make the sheni. What about Bishman the base of make the sheni? Show you oiskin batera. There, the Klai Yisrael was learning Torah. They weren't doing avoy the zor gila rois. Over mitzvahs, o gemilas chasodim. The imam is learning Torah, doing mitzvahs and doing gemilas chasodim. Ozoi mifnei machorif. What was the chet Bishman base of make the sheni? Why was the bayi sheni destroyed? Mifnei shohoi saboy sinachinim. Because they hated one another for nothing. No real reason. Sam, there wasn't an ava between them. They didn't love one another. They had sin as chinen. They hated one another for no good reason. The lamb, this comes to teach us Sheshkula sinas chinam kineged shalosh averus. Avodah zara gila roes shvichas damim. Heis amam is zeh kineged zeh. Just like the Beis Hamikdash Rishon was destroyed because of those averus, the Bayesheni was destroyed because of sinas chinam. So you see, the chet, the aver of sinas chinam, is just as bad as those three averus put together. And we'll soon see later, it could be it's even worse. Sinas chinam is the worst thing. Now this Gemara goes back to the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. Really, the Bach says this Gemara should have been before. Now, Rishoyim Hoyu Elashatolu Bitchayim BaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is really a Gemara in Shabbos that also the Mikdash Rishon. This goes back to the people of the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. As even though they were over the Avodah Zarah, still they were totally Bitchayim BaKadosh Baruch Hu. They still had Bitachon in Hashem. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says that Roshehu B'Shoyched Yishpaitu. By his Rishon, the Roshim, the heads, type that did judgment because of Shoychid. You paid that they did judgment. And the Kohanim only did it b'mechir. They only did it b'mechir yaru. They also, they only taught with pay. And the Nevi'im also said over also pay money. They said Nevi'im. The Allah Hashem Yishonu. But they had to be talking in Hashem. They still said Hashem is mekibenu. In loisav yuleinu ruah, therefore nothing bad will come to us. But I call upon him in the bayis Beis Hamikdash Rishon, he has been talking in Hashem, even though they did these three chatoyim. Lefikoch hevi aleihem Hakadosh Baruch Hu gimel gzeris kineged gimel averus. On the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, Klai Yisrael got three different bad gzeris punishments kineged the three averus they were doing. Shebi yodim. Shenema the pasuk says. That because of the chatoim you were doing, tziyon is Yerushalayim, or the base, by the Beis Hamikdash, sodat yichorish will look like a plowed field. It means all everything will be destroyed, look like a plowed field. The Yerushalayim EMT, and Yerushalayim will be full of humps of stones. Now also everything will be chorv, everything will be knocked down, just like piles of stones. The Yaharabayis labom is yar. And the Harabayis, the Mokum, the Beis Hamikdash will look like a forest cut down that has bomis, means like the stumps of the trees. Like all the trees are cut down, you only have the bottom stump still there, that's La Bomis Yor. These are the three gzeres that came upon the people by the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. Shad Gemara now, Uva Mikdash Rishon Lehevei Bei Sinas Chinam. You want to tell me now in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, they did not have Sinas Chinam? Like you're saying that this chet only took place in the Bayis Hasheni, not in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. For the Mar Ayvot Siv, the Pasuk says, Migurei el cherev hoyu es ami lechein tzfoika yorch. Megurim is used to gather together el cherev hoyu. They had swords lechein tzfoika yorch. Used to hit themselves on the thighs. What does this mean? The Yomer Reb Lezer, Elo bnei Adam. These are people sheoichlin b'shoishim zeh and zeh. They eat and drink together, but for doikrin zeh zeh bechorvois, they like stab one another with swords shabul shaynim with their tongue. In other words, they did not talk one another. They didn't talk nice to one another. They had like sinas chinam. So you say, even b'shas, the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, there was sinas chinam. They weren't talking nicely to one another. And here, like more before, it's mashma, sinas chinam was only by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, but not by the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. And the Gemara, who benesiyah Yisrael hevi? That this Pasuk said they acted not nice, that was only the Nasi b'Yisrael, the head of the Yid, the Yidin, they were not nice. But the actual Jews themselves, Pasha did not have sinas chinam. Because the Pasuk says, Za'ak v'helel b'nei yodim. They used to scream and cry out to people. Ki hoi so ba'ami. This was in my nation. V'tanya, what does this mean? Za'ak v'helel ben odim yoch lakom. Everybody was screaming like not nice. Talmud loyma hi b'chol nosi Yisrael. The end of the Pasuk says it was only Nesi Yisrael. So like the president, they were not nice. But the rest of the Jews did not have sinas chinam. It was only by the Bayi Sheni that they had sinas chinam. Mar Reb Yechanan Reb Elezer. The Yarmur Tavari, they both said like this, Rishoinom shenizgalu avoinim. By the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, it was uncovered the chet. Because the averus they did was the person. Everybody knew about it. His amela nizgala kitzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also told them exactly how long you'll be in Golus, only for 70 years in Bovel, and after the 70 years, then they'll come up and they'll build another Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. In other words, Beis says, even though they did big chatoyim, but since it was Yidu, everybody knew about it, it's possible to do tshuva. like they did the chet outright. Everybody saw it. So when they did tshuva, the tshuva was a good tshuva. After 70 years, they got back to Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Mashenkin Achrenim, the chet that was being done during the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, shloim nizgal avoinim. It was not uncovered. They did it betziner. They did the chet. Like sinas chinim, it was in the heart. They didn't really show it out. Not everybody knew they had it. It was in the heart. It was like a hidden avera. The melon loynizgala kitzen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never said outright when the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi will come back again. Like the mice was still in Golos right now because of that. Master, if the chet is inside you, so it's harder to do tshuva then. Like people don't know you did the chet. You can always answer yourself, I'm not doing anything wrong. So therefore the tshuva wasn't such a good tshuva. So therefore Hashem never told them when there'll be the Mashiach. When we'll have the Beis Hashlishi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Toiva tziporonon shel rishonim is from the first people, their nails were better mikrisan shel achronim, better than the stomach, the keres of the achronim, the later yidin. In other words, the people in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, Pasha means, were bigger tzaddikim than the people in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. And Amalei Rosh Lakish said back, not like that. Amalei Rosh Lakish, Adarav, let's say just the opposite way. Achronim adifi, the people in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they were better, the last ones were better. Even though there were a lot of tzoros, had a lot of problems from the government, still they used to learn Torah. Or Malay, he answered back, no. Bira Toichiach. Rabbi Yechon answered back, the Beis Hamikdash is the Raya. Bira Toichiach. Look at the Beis Hamikdash. Shechozro l'rishenim. As even though the first ones, we said, did these three Averas of Gila Roy, Shildam, and Avoid Zoro, but still, after 70 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them back the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. They got back the Beis Hamikdash. Mashenkin the Achronim, they did not get back the Beis Hamikdash. So you see, the second ones, the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, their Averus were much worse. They were like bigger Rishoyim. And Arayim, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi yet. Shol was Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer, yes, Rebbe Lezer Shaila. Rishoyim Gedolim or Achronim Gedolim. Like which people were bigger Tzadikim? Vashas Bayis Rishon or Vashas Bayis Sheni? Omalem, he answered back, Tnu Einechim Bebira. Put your eyes, look at the Beis Hamikdash, like the same Teretz. After the first bias, they got back the second Beis Hamikdash. Mash Medecha Toim weren't so big. But right now, after the second bias was horrible, we don't have the third bias yet. And Ike the army, some say, answered back like this. Omalehem Eidechem Bebira. The same thing, like the Bira, the Beis Hamikdash, that's the Eidus. Look at it, you see it didn't come back. After the bias Rishon, they got back the Beis Hamikdash. But we don't have it back yet, so Raya, that our Chet, the second Chet, was worse than the first one. Tomorrow, Resh Lakish have isachi biyadna. Resh Lakish was swimming in the river, in the Yarden. Is also Rabba Babachona yoyev la yoda. So Rabba Babachona came to give him his hand, like to help him come out of the river. Omalais Resh Lakish told back to him Eloho, like Loshin Shvua to Hashem, Sanina lechu. You should know I hate you. So what do you mean I hate you? So Rashi says it means like I hate all the Bnei Bavel. Like they did something wrong, the Bnei Bavel. Rashi says Sanina lechu, lechu Bnei Bavel, all the people living above them. All of Bimei Ezra, that they did not go up all together by Bimei Ezra, like after the Golas bubble, after the 7 years, that all the Jews did not go up at one time to Yishlayim. Omano Shechina Milovim. Resh Lakish holds that because of that, they stopped the Shechina from being in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Miloshov Lizras Babai Hasheni. There are five things missing in the Bayis Sheni that there was in the Bayis Rishon. And one of them was the Shechina. They did not have the Shechina the same way it was in the Bayis Rishon. It was not in the Bayis Sheni. So Resh Lakish is saying the reason why it wasn't there, because the whole Klai Yisrael did not come up at one time. Therefore, he's like angry at the people living in Bnei Bavel. Like it's because you, the Shechina, did not come up. Why? The Siv, because the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Im Choy Mehi Nivne, O Leho Tiras Kosif. If it's built up like a wall, then it'll be made like from kesef, from silver. The imdelasi, not so len, it's only made like a delas, like a door, then luach eris. It'll only be watched with luach eris, with cedar wood. What does that mean? That imasisim atzmechem kechoyma. If Klaiso would have made himself like a whole wall, a wall means altogether one wall. The alisem kulchem bimei Ezra, and all the Jews would have went up together bimei Ezra from Babel to Yerushalayim, nimshaltim kekesef. Then you would have been doima like silver. Shein rekev shalit boy. Silver never gets rotted away. In other words, if the Klai Yisrael all would have went up together, the Shechina would have been with them, and there would be no rotting away from the Shechina. The whole Shechina would have been with them in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. But now that the Jews did not go up all together, they went up at different times, slowly. They went up like a delos, like a door, like we'll soon see. There's a doorpost, there's two doors to it. They only went up parts, they went up. Is Nimshalten Keres, then you only daima to a cedar tree. Shereke Shelet Boy, that a tree could be rotten away, there could be a worm inside eating it away. You don't have the complete tree. Who are the Neros? You don't have the complete Shechina. By the base of Mikdash Shesheni, they did not have the complete Shechina. Shrashi Nimshalten Kekesev, Shein the Nirkav, just like silver does not get rotted away. Kach lo heyisem chaserim Shechina. If you would have all went up together, you wouldn't have been missing any Shechina. But now that you went up Kedalsos, Rashi says, Shar, like a gate, Sheyesh bo shnei dlosos, there are two doors to the gate, Paseach echot v'chaver esogo, one opens up and one is closed. Kach alisem lechatzoyim, the same way they went up to the, they went up from Ezra, but May Bubble, they went up, from Bubble to May Ezra, they went up slowly, halfway. That's why Sherekev Shalit Boy. That's why you only daima to a tree that the rekev could be rotten away. Trashi miktsosai telasach losai. The worm can eat up part of the tree. Mitoicha inside of miktsosai kain. Part of it is still here. Kach tsas chizoyin shkino hoyusham hakuloi hoyu. That's the way it was in the base of Mikdash Hasheni. There was some shkino there, but it was not completely. The complete shkino they did not have there. And that was because the Jews did not go up altogether. So the Gemara, my eres, what does eres mean? Amarula sasamgur. It means this worm called the samgur. My sasamgur, what does it mean? What do you mean by the worm called sasamgur? Amarab abba baskur. It's a marshal to a baskur. We'll soon see what the marshal is. Kidatani, we learned like this. Mishemesu neviim huachrenim. When the last neviim died, which was Chagai Zechayu Malachai, is Nestalku Ruach HaKadosh from Yisrael. That was the end of Ruach HaKadosh and Neviyas, went away from Klal Yisrael. There was a little bit Shechina like left over called a baskel. Sometimes Hashem gave out a baskel that was a Shechina still talking to them. So Kitchu, the Loshen of a baskel means like it mixed us a little bit of the Shechina. So that's here, Sasamgar also means a worm. A worm, when it goes into the wood, it eats up the inside of the worm that you only have a little bit of the tree left over. So that's this Moshla Gedalai, that this the worm, the errors, is daima to a baskel, only a little bit Shechina left over. The Rashi says, Amar Ula Sasamgar, Machasoy Magareyim Rifnim. This worm eats up the tree inside. Sasamgar Shem Talas, name of a worm. A worm that eats up the trees. Is my son Kleimer, Loma Limshlu, by Yeshenu Lesamgar? What do you say in the base of Mikdash Hasheni? It looked like it had a moshul to this worm that eats up the wood. Linyan Shriya Shechina. It means to say it has to do the same way the Shechina was in the base of Mikdash Hasheni. The Amr of Abba, Baskul, means Nishtayil Hu, Kasha Nishoy Min Erez Miksas Muet. Just like in a tree, after the worm gets up, eats it up, there's only a little bit left over. Hu adin, by the base of Mikdash Hasheni, there's only a little bit Shechina left over. Dumya to a baskol. The actual Neviyas went away, there's no more Neviyim, there was only a baskol, a little bit Shechina was there. Not like the base of Mikdash Rishon, it was Molle Shechina, only a mix of Shechina was left over by the Bayis Hasheni. So this is what Shlokish told to Rabbi Babachona. So tomorrow, for Resh Lakish mi Mishtoi Bahadi Rabbi Babachona, is it true that Resh Lakish would go and talk to Rabbi Babachona in the middle of the street? Here it was down, he was in the river, and he helped him come up while he was coming up. Is it true that Resh Lakish would talk to him? Oma Rabbi Lezer, Ma Doch Rabbi Lezer. Tomorrow, Dar of the Yisrael, he was the head of Eretz Yisrael. Hevi, Poloi Hevi, Mishtoi Resh Lakish Badein, Resh Lakish still would not talk to him. Why not? At least would not talk to him openly in the middle of the street. Why demand the Mishtoi Resh Lakish Badein? Because Beshuka, the person that Resh Lakish spoke to in the middle of the street, in other words, it was a tremendous covet. If a shlokah spoke to you in the middle of the street, it's right, you're a tremendous person, you're a great person. Therefore, the locker is when you give somebody money, like you want to lend them money, you could do business with your money, then you're only supposed to give it to him in front of Adis. Mashenki, and the person that a shlokah spoke to in the middle of the street, you could give him your money without Adis. If you're a give him money to do business with it, below sadi, you don't have to have Adim. In other words, I'm a club, why not? But for some reason, Resh Lakish only spoke to you in the middle of the street, very, very chashuv yidin. And if he spoke to you, it's a rai, you're a very trustful person, and you don't have to have edim when I give you over money. So the kashuv is, Madrach Reb Lezer didn't talk to Reb Lezer, Avada Resh Lakish, so Resh Lakish didn't talk to Reb Lezer, Avada Resh Lakish would not talk to Rabbi Avachana. So the Moran says, that's the most kashuv. Lesadi, Pahadi, Rabbi Avachana Mishtoi, Madrach, he didn't talk to Reb Lezer. that was the head of Eretz Yisrael, so for sure he would not talk to Rabbah Bar Chanan. So Mori answers, Om Rapopo, Shavi Gavri Benayu. True, you have to put somebody else in between here. In other words, it wasn't this mice, it was not with Resh Lakish and Rabbah Bar Chanan, but rather somebody else was here. Oi Resh Lakish Hevei Uziri. Either the story was true, Resh Lakish was swimming in the river here, and it was Ziri that answered him back. Oi Rabbah Bar Chanan Hevei. Or else it was Rabbah Bar Chanan for Rebbe Elazar, not Resh Lakish. The mice was with Rebbe Elazar. But for some reason, my son Resh Lakish did not talk to stamp people in the middle of the street. Not only, not even stamp people. These people are pretty harsh here also. I'm not sure why not. For some reason, they didn't talk. Yeah. So the Markios Lakaim with Rabbi Yechanan. So later, Resh Lakish went in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Omalei, Rabbi Yechanan told to Resh Lakish, Lav Hainu Taimu. No, you're making a mistake. That you said, the reason why the Shechina wasn't at the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni was because Klai Yisrael did not come up altogether from Babel to Yerushalayim, that's not the reason why. It has nothing to do with the fact that the whole Klai Yisrael did not come up. Even if they would have come up together, still there wouldn't be the Shechina at the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. Why not? He says, Inami Sliko Kulu, even if everybody would have went up, the May Ezra, they have a Shaya Shechina B'Mikdash Hasheni. Still, there would not be the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. It would not be the same way it was in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. It would not be in the Beis Hasheni. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, Yaft Elokim LeYefes. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Yefes very wide out, spread out. V'yishkin B'Yol HaShem. But where does Hashem live? He lives in Or HaShem. What does that mean?